Ladypreneurs, I'm Elise Smith, your faith-based business coach, and you're tuned in to Divinely Driven Results on Transformation Talk Radio, where you learn and implement divine strategies for real results in your business. Ladies, I want to get real with you for a minute. This is your moment. Whether it's been COVID that's pushing you out of your comfort zone, or you just feel called to take a leap of faith right now in your business, even if you have no idea what that actually is. Maybe you feel yourself on the cusp of something great. Well, I am here to tell you that now is the time. But before you go jumping off the deep end, let's check in with God and take and really understand the steps that He would have you take right now, which is exactly what we're going to be talking about here today with my incredible guest, Julie May, who you are not going to want to miss. She will share her divine story of how God guided her steps to create her amazingly successful business. And we'll be doing that right after the break. But I want to dive into how you can identify what those next steps are for you to take that leap of faith that God is asking you to take right now. So, did you know that Disney, Walt Disney, actually had, it's claimed and rumored to believe that he had three different offices? I had no idea. And I love this concept. And I think that we all can apply it in our business. So, Disney had a dream office. So when he was in that office and when him and his team were in that office, he could just dream. And there were no limitations and there was no how. It was just dreaming and vision and really just understanding what that vision looked like for him and his team. He also had a doer office, and that was the strategy. That was how we're going to put it all together. And then he had the third office, which was the critic. And that was, let's tear it apart. Let's figure out all the things that could go wrong. Let's poke holes in this thing. And that way, before we take any idea out or a leap of faith, then we could understand the pros and the cons. And even more than that is understand how to deal with those pros and cons. And I love this concept. It was so interesting as I learned about this, is that the dream office had, you know, lots of colors and really inviting fun things, almost like a kid, because we almost need to get in that kid mode. We're in that dream or that innovation kind of mode, right? Where everything is possible. And then in the doer office, he had more of like the chalkboard or whiteboard or, you know, whatever he had, and different things that is going to help him really strategize with his team. And in the critic office, it was cold and it was just like black and white and very stark. And it was just very much like, this is how it is kind of thing. Now, I'm not suggesting that you turn three rooms into your different offices. In fact, I found out that, you know, there's a concept where you can take these same types of things and just change your body posture to be able to feel those moments. So like if you're in a dreaming mode, you might put your, you know, your head or your chin on your hand, your fist, and kind of like, like how is that gonna, you know, like what does that look like and what's possible? You know, maybe you could like scratch your head or I don't know, right? But if you're in that doer mode, like let's really just get in there. Let's sit on the edge of our seat and just dive right in. And then the critic office could be like, you know, hands on the hips, like, is this, you know, really going to work kind of concept. And you can do that with body language. You can do that if different parts of your room or your office, if you want to. But what I love about this concept is that we can, and I'm going to kind of make this my own here. As you guys know, we're going to bring God into every step of the process. And we know that questions are extremely powerful. And so when you are in that mode, and maybe it's like one day you're going to be a dreamer, one day you're going to be a strategist, and one day you're going to be a critic for your own leap of faith that you want to take. So you can look at it from all different angles, or that next strategy or that next innovation that you're looking to make. So on the dream side, I want you to ask the Lord, you know, start with a prayer. And, you know, say, what is possible? What do you want us to create? or me to create? Or what do you want us to create together, right? Ask for that vision and for that spirit of prophecy for your own business. What plans does the Lord have for you? And think as big and awesome as you possibly can. Do not let yourself limit yourself in that moment. I want you to just dream and envision and feel it, right? Then when you go into the strategy mode, ask the Lord, what is needed? How do we create this? What are the steps that I need to take? If we start with a question with the Lord, we will always get an answer. Now, it may not be in that exact moment, maybe later on, but, and that's one thing we'll talk about here in just a minute with Julie, but, you know, just ask that question of the Lord and of yourself and start that brainstorming for yourself, right? And then when you're in the critic mode, you know, ask the Lord, what are the holes? What could go wrong? What am I missing here? And really help to see that in a different light and those different viewpoints. Maybe even talk to some other people like, okay, poke holes in this with me here, let's do it. But I love that concept of these three different offices. And, you know, let's just take that on, right? Because it's so neat that the Lord has created us the way we are. And we probably are more dreamer or strategist or critic in general. But what's happening with this concept is it's stretching us out of our comfort zone and seeing it from a different angle. And so let's go there. But here's the thing. We usually use either our logic or our heart more so to make decisions, especially those leaps of faith, right? So I want you to feel and think about the last time you made a decision, was it based off of logic or heart? And why? Was that a strange thing for you? That normally I make decisions off of logic, but this one was just a heart thing and I knew it? Or are you very much like the emotional person and you just follow your gut and it just takes you wherever that you feel like you need to go? And I want you to really get out of your norm. And that is one of the reasons why I like the three offices. But even if it's just understanding, okay, normally I make decisions, I will tell you, I make decisions off of heart. And it's bit me in the butt a couple of times. But what's nice about that is that we have the ability to look at it from another angle. So if you make decisions off of heart, then I want you to force yourself to make decisions off of logic for one of them, or at least look at the viewpoint of logic. Because that is going to help you to understand those angles more instead of just taking that leap of faith, as we know we're called to do sometimes. We want to take an educated leap of faith. You know, if you're feeling stuck in your business, there is something the Lord is telling you to do. There's a reason why you're feeling stuck. And maybe you're throwing a fit like a little three-year-old on the floor, because I've done this before with God, of saying, no, no, I don't want to do it. You can't make me, right? Or maybe you are totally willing and really just ready for that next step, but you're scared. And that's totally understandable, and that's okay. But figure out your natural tendency. Are you a logic person? Are you a heart person? Are you somewhere in the middle? And where can you, like, how can you ask those questions to be able to help see the other side of those things? And sometimes, let's be honest, it won't make sense at all. I love Julie's story that she is about to tell, because even if it doesn't make sense, but we feel that burning in our heart. You guys know what I'm talking about, and it almost makes me want to cry, because you know this is what you're meant to do. And maybe you don't understand the how, and that's okay. If you've taken it to the Lord and you get that burning inside your heart and you say, I have no idea how this is going to work, but I trust you, Lord, and I am willing to go where you lead me to go, that's what counts. But we want to be able to, and she's going to give us some great tips on how to do this, but we want to be able to look at it from different angles and stop and think about it, really think about it before we take that leap of faith, to make sure that we are doing that educated leap of faith. And then we've got to just do it, right? When you feel that moment, when you're on that cusp where this is the time to make that decision and you feel it, you've got to just jump. You've done your research. You've looked at it from different angles. Now is the time to jump. And it's all about what we focus on, right? What we focus on expands. And I was reading about Moses parting the Red Sea. And I love this story because it's such an incredible amount of faith that it takes, not only for Moses to part the Red Sea, that part's absolutely amazing, but for the Israelites to walk in between those walls of water. I mean, just imagine it for a minute. You know, you're being led out of captivity. And sometimes it feels like that in our business, right? That the Lord can take us out of any captivity that we're in. And you are walking on dry ground in the Red Sea. And you look to your right and you see an incredibly huge wall of water. And you look to your left and you see that huge wall of water. And what's interesting about it is right there in the middle. So there's a couple of key points that I think about when I read this story. And the same thing happened in Joshua too, when he basically, the Jordan River was parted, right? Is that one, taking that first step, wouldn't that be scary? Like, okay, I can see that this is working for other people. Like maybe you're in the middle of the crowd and I can see that this is working for other people. So I'm going to take that first step. And then you're like, okay, I took that first step, right? I don't know how this is happening, although we know that it's the Lord, right? But logically, it may not make sense. But we're taking that first step and we're trusting in the Lord. But sometimes there's that moment, like think about in the middle of the Red Sea, where you look back and you know that you wouldn't be able to outrun the waves that would come crashing down on you if it was released, right? And you look forward and you know that there's a great ending on the other side. You know, there's that blessing that we're looking for. And you're in it. And maybe this is where you're at in your business right now. You've taken that leap of faith and you're looking at all of these angles. But the thing is that if we focus on those massively huge walls of water, I would be terrified and I would freeze right there and I would not move, right? And that's what happens in our business is when we focus on all the things that could go wrong or all of the reasons why this leap of faith is not going to work, then we freeze and we don't make it to the other side because God is only going to hold up that water for so long, right? But when we don't focus on that and we just focus on one step at a time, listening and acting on the promptings of the Spirit just one step at a time, that is all we have to do, is have faith and take those steps for that glorious blessing at the end that we know is waiting for us. So I hope that this has been really helpful for you to kind of look at making decisions and taking that leap of faith and getting out of that stuck mode in a different light. You are going to hear an incredible story from my amazing friend, Julie May, who has built such a great business that is touching the lives of so many people. And she's got some great tips on how her business is making decisions based on the Lord and innovating in such an incredible way. So we've all been in our business in that point where we feel stuck. We know something needs to change, but we just don't know how to do it. We know that there's a big step that we need to take, but we need help doing so. Well, who better to bring along than God? And that is exactly what we are going to talk about here today. I have Julie May, who is the founder of Speaking Seriously. She is incredible. She's been a personal coach of mine, and I've done a lot of different things with her, and she is absolutely amazing. But her story is even more amazing, and I can't wait for you guys to get to know her. So, Julie May, tell us more about who you are and what you do.
Who I am and what I do. Like you said, I am the founder of Speaking Seriously. What we do is we help people like you, authors, mentors, coaches, people with a heartfelt message, get their message out more effectively, whether it be through a podcast like this, or perhaps on a stage in front of a live audience. We help them do that just like beautifully and connect to their audience and be really amazing storytellers. And through doing that, it's been one of my greatest joys to just feel that ripple effect. You know, every time I help somebody get their message out, I'm like, look, I touched that one person. And then all of this huge audience gets to feel the effect of that person's message and that person's heart, and then their lives change and the next person's lives change. So that's kind of what we're about. It's the best thing ever. I really was super inspired to start this about 5 years ago, and it's been a different path than I thought it would be, but it has been the most amazing thing ever.
Awesome. And I'm so glad that you've touched my life, because I know I would not be where I am right now in my business without you. So you guys need to get to know Julie. She's incredible. But, you know, I asked her to kind of think about a topic that she's learned a lot from in where she's at in her business and what could really pour into this audience right here. So tell us a little bit more about that topic that you feel inspired to discuss today.
So this is a topic that we have been talking about as a team in our company a lot lately, because there have been some really critical times in our business where we have had to pivot. It's been like, we're stuck, things aren't working, we're feeling frustrated, and you're like, okay, what am I going to do to get to that next piece? And if you can stop and kind of think through things for a minute, and bring God in, then all of a sudden the right next steps start happening, and you can pivot and you can bring some new. We're all about kind of like innovation and stuff in our company, and that doesn't happen without God. It doesn't exist. I don't believe it does.
Yeah, absolutely. So what is your favorite technique, or what do you do to bring God into your business, especially at those moments where you do need to pivot?
Well, the first thing, like I said, as a company we do, there's three of us that work really kind of on the every day-to-day stuff. There's, you know, five members of us really kind of total, but three of us that work kind of every day in this business. And the first thing we do is just say, okay, everyone, let's recognize we're all feeling this, right? We're all feeling this block. As a team, we know there's a block. So you got to recognize where you're at. And then it's like, okay, do we think we're blocked because we're doing something wrong, or do we think we're blocked because we haven't brought in God the way we need to? And so we kind of look at that, and almost every time, it's, oh, we haven't been like praying before meetings as much as we need to. We haven't been doing some of those things. And so that was like a big thing we talked about at our very last staff meeting, actually, was, okay, every single time we have a creative meeting, especially at creative meetings, we have got to make sure we bring God into that meeting and we hold space big enough for inspiration, which means we can't be completely glued to an idea. It doesn't matter whose idea it is. We can't be completely glued to that idea, or inspiration won't come. He's not going to come in and be like banging down a door of something that you're kicking him out of. Yeah. So you have to say, okay, here's ideas we have. Let's get some inspiration going between open ideas and see what that looks like. And sometimes it's one of the ideas we have, and sometimes it's completely something off of left field. We're like, well, I guess we're doing that thing. So I think there's a lot of that. So we do our part, right? We're always out researching. We're always out like making sure we're on top of the latest trends in the market and those kinds of things. But that doesn't necessarily mean we can think our way through every situation. It means we go, okay, here's some options we have. We've thought our way through a couple of these could work. And then we're going to bring it to God in our meetings and go, okay, what would you have us do? Like, really, what is the best path to get messages out and be where he wants us to be, helping the right people at the right time? Because isn't that what we do as business people, is helping the right people at the right time in the right way. Yeah. So if we can bring that in, then we feel like we've made progress. So that's kind of like what our process is. Yeah. Does that sound familiar to you?
Oh yeah, For sure. You know, and in fact, I was just telling Julie before we got started is that, man, if you feel stuck, there is a reason for it. So many times we're just like, okay, I just need to put in more hours, or I just need to go with this latest idea, and that's going to solve all my problems. There is a reason why you are feeling stuck. It's a red flag. So think about that and take it to the Lord and say, okay, why am I feeling stuck? Because you're not just going to put your head down and barrel through it, because you can't barrel through a brick wall.
Exactly.
So that's how it feels sometimes. But the Lord can help you figure out, do you go under it? Do you go over it? Do you, you know, get a spaceship and fly over it? Like, who are, you know, there's some crazy stuff that he comes up with sometimes. So Julie, how do you know when it's inspiration from God?
I've been, this is a great question, because when I first started, like 5 years ago, there were things that I knew for sure that was inspiration. And then there were other pieces that I was like, not quite as sure. And I think this is one of those things that I think everyone who follows God will tell you this. The more you act on it, the more you can tell. The more you act on those little bits of inspiration and you start seeing what it feels like,
yeah,
the more you can tell and tell and tell. And so I'm one of those, I'm very strategic about business moves I make. And so it's pretty easy to tell for me if I'm just being strategic and looking at things business-wise, and if I've been meditating for 5 minutes and then all of a sudden an idea. And this is what it looks like for me. I think it looks different for everyone, but for me, it looks like an idea just like plops into my brain out of nowhere. And I'm usually not thinking about it. I'm usually not in the midst of strategizing through everything and trying to come up with a plan. It's usually when I have kind of cleared my brain and I've let it go and gone off to either like do something fun. We always say like, you have to have fun in creation mode, but, or I'm sitting peacefully. So honestly, sometimes at church, that's when I'm like, bing, that's when the idea comes. Or it could be like during my morning meditation or something like that. It comes at a different time and it comes in a different way. I know other people have a lot of struggle going, was that my idea or somebody else's? So you might consider, was it happening during a time when you were trying to sit and think through and process, or was it a time when you were super like clear and weren't really thinking about it? That makes a difference.
Yeah, especially when you just go your day to day, right? Like I teach how to have business meetings with God, but a lot of times you're not going to get the answer in that moment.
Yeah.
What you have to do is just get up on your feet and keep walking in the direction that God wants you to walk. And you're going to get that prompting that says, okay, go this way or go this way. And you just have to have faith that that's going to be there and to recognize his voice. And in the end, does it really matter if it's your idea or God's idea, if it's a good idea and it takes you that path that God wants you to be on, right?
Yeah, that's exactly it. But kind of like what you said, like learn to recognize his voice, because it will feel and look a little bit different. And it usually, at least for me, it's not like as I'm praying through it that the answer comes. It's like I have to let go and trust. And then it kind of comes later on when I'm in full trust mode. It doesn't come like when you're panicked and freaking out about the situation.
Yeah, exactly. When you're on your knees and you're like, okay, I need an answer right this second.
Yeah.
Like that is not how God works. There's no scarcity with God whatsoever.
Exactly. He's like, I'm going to catch you.
And our faith has to be tried before it's blessed, right? Like we have to show that we have that faith. Sometimes we have to take a few steps in the dark before that light will come on. I love that phrase. And it's really personal to you. So what are some things, I'm just curious, what do you feel like are some things that God has inspired you to do in your business?
The biggest thing I would say was our very first event, because that was like one of those, any business strategist would have told me I was freaking nuts. anyone would have said, this was not going to work. This is the dumbest idea ever. Like that, like logically it wouldn't have made sense. It really wouldn't have. Like, when I did our first event, I'd only spoken at people's events, maybe like 5 or 6 times and not very successfully. Like I was the one where it would be breakout session time and I would have like 5 people in my class and everyone else's class. And like, I literally did not have any idea what I was doing. And so like, when I, this one was an in the moment, which isn't all the time, but it really was. And so I really was just kind of kneeling down one day. Okay, God, you told me to go speak about this and to start doing this. What do I need to do to get this out on a bigger level? And it was like huge, major download. You're going to put on a major event. It looks like this. It's called this. This is who's speaking. Expect hundreds of people to come. And mind you, I had no clue what I was doing. I had only spoken a few times. And like not in front of hundreds of people. So, you know, it was one of those things that like logically most people would be like, I coach people on events. And I would be like, unless this is Inspire.
Exactly.
Probably not the best business move because you're going to lose your shirt because there's a lot of investment involved, right? And we were bankrupt right before this happened, so had no money to lose. It was not like a lot of other people that I work with where they have some money and it's going to be okay. No, no. I had lost my job a year earlier, and my husband lost his job 3 months after that, and then we lost our house, and then we went bankrupt.
Oh, my heaven.
That's the land in which this happened. So he's like, you're going to do this major event with no money, no experience, and none of those things. And every step of that event was Inspired. Every, like, this is your keynote speakers. This is the next thing you need to do. Every single step of that was Inspired. And it turned out to be this huge success. We had 300 people there. And it launched absolutely everything else we have done since then. And we learned so much. I mean, it is insane. I mean, we do things better now. I mean, if I look back on it, I'm like, wow, it is a miracle we didn't lose our shirt on that thing. But, you know, I look back and I go, if I had not taken that one step, and it was a leap, it was a considerable step. Had I not done that, none of the following successes would have happened. None of them, I don't think.
Wow. That's so powerful, right? Sometimes we need to take that huge step that logically makes absolute no sense, but God's ways are higher than our ways. And we always need to remember that. So if you feel it like in your soul, in your bones, that this is what you need to do, and it doesn't logically make sense, throw logic out the window and do it anyway, because you are always going to be blessed for following that prompting. And just like you talked about, everything lined up perfectly for you to be successful in that.
It was insane the way everything perfectly lined up. Like it was seriously crazy. I had people tell me afterwards that they totally thought there was going to be like 25 people there and it would be like this total fail. But they're like, we didn't want to tell you beforehand and discourage you. But yeah, we kind of all thought this was going to be a fail. I was like, good to know. I've done this a while. I get where they're coming from. But like, right? So, you know, I look back and I go, holy cow. I mean, it was a big leap. It really, really was. But I knew that was what I was supposed to do.
Yeah. So that's beautiful. And I bet the listeners that are watching or listening to this right now, you guys know there's a big step in your future that you feel that you are supposed to take. Maybe you're afraid of taking it. Maybe you've hit that wall and you've tried to barrel through it on your own, but you're not getting anywhere. Take that step to the Lord. You know, just like Julie said, stop getting frantic and think. Think about what that step is and take it to the Lord and ask if that be right. And you will know if that's the right thing for you. Oh man, my heart is pounding. I love this conversation. It's so great. But we do need to wrap up. So Julie, how can people learn more about who you are and all the amazing things that you're doing?
You can learn about me in several places. Go to our website is speakingseriously.com. Look, we're going to make this easy. Our Facebook group, which is so super fun. We do tons of free content on getting your message out. Mm-hmm. Facebook.com/group/speakingseriously or on Instagram @speakingseriously. So basically look for Speaking Seriously. You'll find me.
Exactly. And if you want more of Julie, come join our Facebook group, Faithful Ladypreneurs, where you really learn more of those divine techniques to grow your business. And Julie is going to pour more into you in that group in a live Facebook video of the week that this airs. So make sure you come and join us. Thank you so much for being here, Julie. You are absolutely incredible. And I love your story and I love everything that you stand for. You are so great at pouring into other people and helping take them to their next level so they can pour into others. So thank you so much for your time and for being here.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me. I've enjoyed it. I love this group. I love this cause. It's amazing.
Awesome. All right, ladies, we will see you next time on Divinely Driven Results.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.